Calling Angels by Tracy Chevalier, read by Eve Matheson. January 1901. Kitty Coleman. I woke this morning with a stranger in my bed. The head of blonde hair beside me was decidedly not my husband's. I did not know whether to be shocked or amused. Well, I thought, here's a novel way to begin the new century. Then I remembered the evening before, and felt rather sick. I wondered where Richard was in this huge house, and how we were meant to swap back. Everyone else here, the man beside me included, was far more experienced in the mechanics of these matters than I, than we. Much as Richard bluffed last night, he was just as much in the dark as me, though he was more keen, much more keen. It made me wonder. I nudged the sleeper with my elbow, gently at first, and then harder, until at last he woke with a snort. "Out you go," I said. And he did, without a murmur. Thankfully, he didn't try to kiss me. How I stood that beard last night, I'll never remember. The claret helped, I suppose. My cheeks are red with scratches. When Richard came in a few minutes later, clutching his clothes in a bundle, I could barely look at him. I was embarrassed, and angry, too, angry that I should feel embarrassed, and yet not expect him to feel so as well. It was all the more infuriating that he simply kissed me and said, "Hello, darling." I began to dress. I could smell her perfume on his...